Let's go to Claudio in Queens, wants to talk some Giants. What's up, Claudio? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great, man. What do you got for us?
So, real quick, I want to get your thoughts on this. When David Gettleman was there and got destroyed for drafting Barkley in the first round and then and not getting a QB and then going after Daniel Jones, everybody ran him out of town, which rightfully so. But then here comes Joe Shane. New regime, new everything. And what's he do? He sells us on Daniel Jones, gives him $160 million, 90 guaranteed, and gets rid of Barkley, who was the best player drafted. But no one goes after Joe Shane. Everyone wants to blame Daniel Jones.
You know, Claudio, I will say, and be fair, I feel like Joe Shane's gotten a lot of criticism lately. Not as much from us because we liked him on Hard Knocks, but a lot of people were crushing him for the way he handled certain situations in Hard Knocks, especially with Saquon Barkley. And also, one of the things we brought up is the Evan Neal, Kayvon Thibodeau draft choices that have been atrocious. So, yeah, I mean, Daniel Jones has been the guy that we've been pounding on more than anybody else, but Joe Shane is starting to really get that spotlight on him this year, I think.
Yeah, and so now if you had to compare Gettleman to Joe Shane, do you think Joe Shane has done a better job than Gettleman?
I mean, I think they're both bad. I mean, I it's to me so far it's not been good. But here the biggest difference between Dave Gettleman and Joe Shane is Dave Gettleman had an opportunity to draft a quarterback and whiffed. Joe Shane hasn't had that opportunity yet. That's the biggest thing. And to me, you know, drafting a running back number two overall is just a bad idea. But Joe Shane, there's some draft picks on there that are really bad, and we got to find out what Malik Nabers ends up being. But I mean, the Kayvon Thibodeau, Evan Neal draft picks are just not good.
And Malik Nabers now with a potential knee injury or knee problem.
Yeah, he was limited in practice with a knee.
So it is kind of interesting. The last three drafts, it's amazing how fast it goes by. Mm. But like you said, it's all about goes back to year one. And it goes back to Daniel's modicum of success or, you know, the fact that they were able to get to the playoffs. And I think that John Mara saw that Brian Daboll brought out the best in Daniel Jones. And that's one of the reasons why the contract was given. The owner said when he fired Joe Judge and cleaned house and brought in Joe Shane and Brian Daboll that he felt personally responsible for the instability around Daniel Jones. That's what John Mara said, essentially.
Right. Yep.
And I admired that because it was an owner that very rarely ever says, I made a mistake, we made a mistake, we haven't given this guy the resources to be the player we think he can be. And that was kind of refreshing from an ex-player standpoint who plays the same position as Daniel Jones does. So I really did appreciate the honesty from John Mara. So when that success happens and John Mara okays that contract, I think Joe Shane talked to John Mara and said, okay, we're going to pay him, but we're not going to fully commit to him for 5 years. And there was a meeting of the minds where they compromised.
Yeah.
Where Joe Shane was able to, I'm just trying to think of the way that I would look at this. Joe Shane would probably say, look, we're going to give him the money, because we know that you love him and you like him. And he played really well for us this year. And we believe he's kind of the quarterback for us, but we're not really sure. So let's give him the contract.
Yeah.
And it was a halfway point that I think between owner and GM. And if the GM really, truly had the ability to do what he wanted to do, I don't believe, especially after watching Hard Knocks this year, that Joe Shane would have kept Daniel Jones.
Yeah, I agree with all that. And one more thing on Claudio's point where he's saying that, you know, he got rid of Saquon Barkley. They offered Saquon Barkley a contract that they thought he was worth. He ended up turning that down. He went to Philadelphia for a little bit more of guaranteed money. But to me, I thought that was a smart move. Letting Saquon Barkley go and not committing that much money to a running back, to me, was a smart move. So I don't put that in the bad column for him.